The very, very excited to kishtiku. But you'll see what it means to learn Torah and to learn Torah. In other words, that without pnimis haTorah, without this is a mar naim, which is a very sadistic, because it talks about the Indian where you can find somebody who can learn Torah, and it has no effect on him. To be mefalpel and Torah without the Torah telling anything to a person, is that's not the sum hachaim of Torah. So it's a very sharp amoyanayim, it's very sharp, but it's a very sadistic, and it's something that it's very important for you to know it, to be able to quote. Dira Maslil, it's a pei kuf pei aleph in the new amoyanayim. Vayishma Yisri. Perish Rashi Mashmua Shema Bo Kriyas Yamsam Mechemes Amalek. Vuhu Tamua L'choyer. L'choyer it's Tamua. Sharei Hakosav Perish Behedi Masha Shoma. The Pasuk says, what does Rashi have to say what Yisrael heard? The Pasuk says what Yisrael heard. Eisa She'osa L'kim L'moysha L'Yisrael Amar. Ki Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So what does Rashi do? Rashi takes away the Pshutish HaMikra. Torah says what he heard, and Rashi says, nay, he heard something else. What's Rashi coming to take away from Pshutish HaMikra? The Pasuk says what he heard. Chayin emes noida. It's more than you said. Ki ha Torah nitna lanu lahoyres lanu saderech hashenalebo. Torah is minoshen hoyro, because Torah is to teach us to be moire derech hashenalebo v'mesilas beiskel, with the path of beiskel ha'oyle ha'robo, which goes all the way up. In other words, the path of Torah, as Kodan Chazal, usually a path is a horizontal path. Torah is a vertical path. Right, that was... You could explain that Yaakov and Esau, when they had the thing in Parshas Vayishlach, so Yaakov was telling Esau, I don't understand why you hate me. We don't cross paths at all. Yaakov was saying, he goes on a vertical path, he's going high and high, he's climbing a path that goes up, and Esau wants to spread himself horizontally across Olam Hazeh. Esau doesn't like people who have Nechosim, he doesn't like people who take Olam Hazeh away from him. He wants the whole Olam Hazeh. Says Yaakov Avinu, the Esau, I don't walk along Olam Hazeh. My path goes up. On my path you walk with wings. You're going up, therefore we're not crossing paths at all. Everything we're going to get to Torah is up. You read the Torah, and you do Hakubah, you lift the Torah up. You walk up onto the Bima. Torah is on a different path. So Yaakov was telling Esau, take all my Nechosim, take all my Matonas. He gave him all the Matonas. I don't know what you want from my life. I'm not standing in your way, Bichla. So you see, Torah is a path that helps a person climb and climb and climb and climb and climb. L'dovka v'Hashem or b'mitzvasi, to be dovak to HaKadosh Baruch in the mitzvahs. K'mon shetziv, k'mon shomu chazal b'rasi yitzahara b'rasi tavlin, shia Torah. Torah breaks the yitzahara. It sweetens. V'om ro'oid im poga b'minubul zem o'shcheir le'beis ha'medrash. If you meet the yitzahara, shlep into the beis ha'medrash im emen im muach. So l'chayra, sorry, l'chayra comes to this from there, that every person who sits and learns Torah should be the greatest tzaddik. Oh, says Moinaim, Hineinu Rois, I see Kama Noshim, people who are loim day Torah but pulpul godl. They spend the whole day twiddling their thumbs. Ahin and Aheh, and they lammed on him, and the oisek but pulpul in their eyes. Vehim rechoikim miyiras Hashem, ha'avodosim. And the rechoikim miyiras Hashem, how can a person learn all day long, and he's still rochik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his avodah? It says Torah is a tavern to the Yitzhara. Torah breaks the Yitzhara. How can it be that somebody's learning Torah if the Yitzhara is as if he wouldn't be learning Torah? But Yitzhara shalim etzlam. But you see certain people who learn Torah all day long, and the Yitzhara is mamish betachlis ashleimus by them. Shleini muach, it wasn't dissolved, and it spoits its klan, and it wasn't smashed and crashed. So what's the pshat? Aval be'emes dova boru be'emes itzu dova boru shegam Torah einem. A very sharp for my nine. They haven't got Torah either. Now they can rattle off all the Reb Chaims. Doesn't mean they have Torah. Torah is miloshen hayra. Hayra means it's a path. And if a person by learning Torah looks at Torah as a path, in other words, he's saying, how is Torah affecting me today? He comes out in morning Seder and says, right now, why am I a changed person after learning Torah for a few hours? Why am I a changed person after learning Torah a second Seder, after learning Gemara, after learning Halacha, after learning Chassidus? How is that Torah moiring me? How is it madruchi? Does he feel that the Torah is breaking the Yetzirah? Does he look at that as being the sole purpose for him learning the Torah? That Taki, the Torah should be the tavlin to the Yetzirah. That the Torah should be to break the Yetzirah. The Torah should take away all the Yetziraras that he has, so that he should have a Yetzir to learn Torah. If he doesn't feel that feeling, he hasn't learned Torah. Sha'avu b'shalayim dim, even though they're learning Torah, ain't nikra etzim Torah. It's not called Torah by them. Kibachinas mash nikra Torah. The whole reason why Torah is called Torah is liyosa moira. Torah is b'lashon hayra, then it's moira derech l'avoynas Hashem is barach. When it says eitzah l'davka b'Hashem is barach, and it gives a person an eitzah of dveikus to Hashem and loyla zulasa, not anything else. V'heim einam loyla l'kavonazum. No, if a person doesn't learn for that kavana, the other rabba, hey, misparim bo. Okay, they're using the Torah, they're using the toiv of the Torah for ra. Umaharavim toiv bera, v'zeh hayachet odom rishon beitzadas toiv bera. No, they're doing exactly the same as the chet of eitzadas toiv bera. In other words, it's the outcome of the chet of eitzadas. Shoyim ma'arev toiv imra hakol biyacht.
How are they doing that?
Because the Torah is toiv, kilakach toiv, and they're using the Torah, to show that Christ that they're lamdonim, or in other words, they're using the Torah as a means, as a tool for Christ, for their career, and for their this, and for their the other. So what they're using it for is ra, and the tool that they're using is toiv. So that's the greatest tarubus of toiv and ra. A person has to realize that if he's focusing on toiv, he's learning Torah, which is lekach toiv, then everything about it, and everything, and all the whole impact that it's having on him, all has to be toiv. There mustn't be anything negative that can come out of the Torah, chas v'chalila. Because that's tarubus, toiv and ra. So it's not good enough just to learn. First, before he starts learning, he has to say, I'm learning Torah in order to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch, in order to get closer to Hashem. And there's another next piece of Moran that discusses that every ois and every word of Torah is full of the oiras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's a famous Medrash Rabba that all the Svarim quote. It's a Kabbalah Dika Medrash Rabba. The Anoichi is Rosh HaTevis, Ano Nafshi Kasavis Yehovis. It's like, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where is Kaviyachal, the Nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pnimius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, where is that? That is in the Oisius of the Torah. The or, any or that there is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all in the Torah. If a person learns Torah, and he takes every word, and he learns the word B'Kiddusha, because I want to find you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Torah is going to be Moira Derech for him. Then he's going to see how his tefillah has changed. He's going to see how the Torah edels out his middos. He's going to see that he doesn't get angry anymore. He doesn't get haughty anymore. Obviously, it doesn't work. It's not a button pressing. You know, you learn Torah, you press a button, and you've lost all the bad middos. Obviously, a person has to work on it all the time. But he sees that it's working on him. He sees that the Torah is Moira Derech. He sees that the Torah is changing him. For that a person, that has to be his mind, his focus, his mindset before he sets out to learn. Now this Torah has to make me into a mensch. And then, faket, then he'll be mevar of the ra, and he'll make toiv out of the ra, and not chas v'chalila, ra out of the toiv. So it's a pelot dikazach, and that's the importance. That was one of the greatest dogish of the Baal Shem Tov, Tamid Baal Shem Tov, and that's why even though the Tamid Baal Shem Tov were the Go'oine, Go'oinim, right, Tzadikim said that the Neiman HaMelech in Nigla, the whole door was Keklipas Hashum to the Neiman HaMelech in Nigla. They were the Go'oine, Go'oinim, but they were Makbidim and Daktik, there were exceptions, but therefore they were Makbidim and Daktik not to write any Chidushim in Nigla. Because they were so far from, they were so scared about the shemets of Gaiva Chas V'Shalom, and they were so scared, what happens if it's not 100% Lishma, etc., etc. So they were Nizar Ad Kitzei HaAchrin. They wanted their Torah to be only Dveikas and Skashas between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mainly therefore they were Nizar from writing Chidushim, to do the Chidusharim, that we do have a lot of Ksavim of Yenigla, but most of his Ksavim he burned. He used to write the Chidushim and he used to burn the Chidushim, and they didn't want anybody to be Megala the Goyness. And that's how it was by the Baratani wrote the Shulchan Aruch because he was told by the Magid to do so. But the Tzadikim Tamid Baal Shem were very makbid not to write Chidushim in Yenigla, so that the Torah should all be pure, and it should be pure, that should take them in the Derech HaOyla based Kale HaRoma. And that's why Torah is called Miloshon Hayro. And then the person has to really check that out. The person has to check out. He has to check his midness after a day of learning. He has to check his tefillah. He has to check his walking in the street. He has to check what an impact has the Torah made him. And uses that, it's a pelvic example, because you hear this Gemara all the time. Following Gemara, he comes up in the next paragraph. And the Chayra, it goes against the whole, without his beer, that he just explained now, it's very difficult to understand the Toyeles of the following Maim Chazal. Amma, Hayo Yisleim Asiba Minas Miskarev Ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. The Siba that keeps them back from getting close to Hashem through the Torah, Im Hayo Yisleim learning Torah, even though they are learning Torah, Hu Alpi Masha Omer Chazal. That's Alpi what Chazal say, Be'inyan Ika Limit HaTorah. When Chazal talk about the Ika Limit, the Ika Inyan of Limit HaTorah. And what does Chazal say? The second pasuk in Tehillim. The Ba'amar al pasuk in Besoyras Hashem Cheftzay, or Besoyras Soi Yega Yama Veloyim. So what does Chazal darshan? In the beginning, it's considered Teras Hashem, and when you work hard on it, it's considered. It becomes, or Besoyras Soi becomes your Torah. You are coining the Torah. So what's the obvious question that all of us should ask? What's the Teles? I'm becoming my Torah. Let it stay Teras Hashem. What's the talus of the Torah becoming my Torah? I should be able to walk around that I've got Torah now. It used to be Torah Hashem, and now it's mine. Yeah, it's my Torah. What's the talus?
Fakir
Tzakeh. Exactly. Anything fakir, let it stay Torah Hashem. Let a person learn Torah with his battles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's learning the Torah Hashem. The Torah is written by Eish. Let him feel that he's dealing with Eish, he's dealing with fire. What's the transition that it should become Teirasa Yega Yom Velayla? It's the second pasuk in Tehillim.
Why is it kasher?
Sorry?
Just the answer.
Oh, say it. That's going to be the answer. That's he's going to.
If you
coin
it together, then you didn't want
the Torah. Yeah, but what? There was Teirasa.
Then it wasn't the Torah.
No, yeah, but it's saying a positive klal. It's saying that David HaMelech is saying that it should become your Torah.
No, this is what it says. If you coin it, it should
cause you guy.
Yeah,
but then what's the Torah of it becoming Torah? So what does it mean it should become Torah? So
I mean, everything that's come from the Torah is dispatched into you, and there's no guy at all.
What does it mean it's dispatched into you, that was?
You're completely a mother derech to everybody else because you are a Torah.
Oh, exactly. So they're very, very good. So that's the Yisod with the earlier paragraph. That's how it's going to be Masbirt. Torah Soi doesn't mean it's my Torah. You have to buy it from me if you want it. Torah Soi means that you can see that it's been formed. Every Yid is different, right? Every Yid has different midas, every Yid has different nesiyonis, every Yid comes from different backgrounds. Every Yid is born into this world to make a different Kiddush Hashem. Torah Soi means where you can see that the Torah was tailor-made to measure for this person. In other words, we can both learn the same Gemara. And this Gemara helps me to crush my caste, and this Gemara, same Gemara, a few of us learn together. And this, and the Gemara, the same Gemara is going to help the other one crush his Taiva, and the other one to crush his Gaiva. We all learn the same Gemara. If you see that this guy, Gaiva's gone down, this one's Taiva's gone down, this one's caste has gone down, then you see that each person became Torah Soi. Torah Soi means every person is Chayv Adam Leva B'Shvili Nivroel, every person is unique. And therefore the Torah can have an impact on every person. Kafir is Yecholus. The Torah is an R, Kinei Mitzvah Torah R. And every person is a Keli for that R. But the Keli shines in the R, Kafir the Kli. Right? So that's how he's going to explain. That's the pshat. B'Soyra Soi Yega Yemen V'Loilat. It's such a beautiful pshat, such an emblematic pshat. Forget, it's a mile, it should become Torah Soi. Because it's mamish made for you, the Torah. Each Yid that learns Torah, the Torah is mamish made for him. Vesarach lahavin, and see it inside. Vesarach lahavin, dibri chachamim, lama hukach. Lama hukach. What's dafman does? Why does it have to be become my Torah? My chosim, loya enikra Torah Soi. What would you be lacking if the Torah wouldn't be called yours? The value decreases if it becomes your Torah. When it was Torah Hashem, and now it's become your Torah, it's worth less. So why should we have it becoming Torah Soi? Torah is Moira Derech. But Sarah Chalecha basically Mudoi each person when he learns Torah, he has to Lishmoya Bakoil Moira Derech. When you're learning with Torah, you're learning with Keilu, with a Ruchni, stick a psychologist. And he is telling you that this Torah, this Gemara, has to have an impact. This Tosfos has to change your Midah around. And you're learning with your Moira Derech. You're learning with somebody who knows you when you're learning Torah. You're learning with somebody who knows you so well, and he knows exactly where to put the Torah in you, what to change in you, what you need now, today, at this Zman, at this Mokoim, with the Torah you're learning. It's one of the reasons why in Chassidus Torah is compared to a Machl. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Sayrasa b'toich me'ay," that your Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes into my stomach. We know that food goes into a stomach. Why does Torah go into a stomach? So Chazal explained, because what happens to the food? The food digests. Food digests means that the blood needs part of the food, nutrition, part of the vitamins, and the liver needs, and the this needs, and that needs, and what happens in the digestive system? That each different piece goes to whatever and becomes part of it. So the food is Be'etzim feeding the whole body, and there's parts in the food that are sent, that digestive system sends to every different part of the, every different part of the person that requires it. Same thing with Torah. Torah comes down, and now today I need the Torah for my Yetzirah. Tomorrow I need the Torah for my Kaf. And this time I need my Torah for Stam Yedias HaTorah. Whatever it is, every time it's different. But Torah also B'Tech Me'er, the Torah is a Me'er Derech. The Torah knows exactly where to go in my body. Torah knows exactly where to change me and what to do at every point in time. And Tzarech Chalechot Be'ez Limudah Yilishmoya. The person that's Torah has to hear. He has to hear the Torah talking to him. The Torah is telling him, listen, I know you very well. Learn me, because I know what you need. And I'm going to give you, if you learn me, I'm going to give you what you need. L'hoyeres loyt, eichi snag m'toyros leib avodos. Zeh nikra toyros toy. That's why it's called his Torah. His Torah means, al shem shel ha'odam b'pratis l'chol echad v'echad. Every Yid has his own. V'sein chelkeinu b'soyer sechad. Every Yid needs Torah for a different reason.
What
are
you saying?
Living
Torah in the go automatically by place where you have to have
some. It doesn't work as quick as the digestive system. But if a person had, yes, right. If a person,
you know what you're working on.
But that's what he said before. When Torah is, before you set out to learn Torah, so you got to realize that Torah is your Moira Derech, and you got to realize a person knows himself. Lev Yedei Amoras Nafshei. A person knows his weaknesses and, you know, where he gives away. He knows where he needs the chizuk of Torah. And then if he learns Torah after that, then he's going to see that Torah is going to improve in those areas. We're only using food as an example, but that's the way it goes. Torah has all the koichas in it. Torah has the koichas to break the Yitzhara. Torah has the koichas to break this. Torah has the koichas to bein mitzad sumirah, bein mitzad seita. Torah is kol everything. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the remedy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the refuah to everything. But a person just has to learn Torah, mamish, to make sure. That's why Torah, you know, Tzadik says that Torah faket. Torah tefillah leads a person to God, to Yush. Tefillah leads a person, makes a person to bracha, right? Leiv nishmar. A person davens to Hashem, he's broken. He davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. Torah gives a person a feeling, faket, gaiva, independence. I'm a London, I understood it. So therefore, that's why Torah needs tefillah, and tefillah needs Torah, says Rambam. The person would only have Torah, if only have tefillah, to be tzibrach. All he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day long is that he's tzibrach and he's garnished and he doesn't have anything and he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give me this and give me this and give me this and I've got nothing. That's how a person lives his life. He's tzibrach and a shtick. He'll never be able to pick up. A person only has Torah, so he'll learn Torah and then be accomplished. He learned another daf and another mesecht and another mesecht. Forget to fill it. It fills him up so much. So each one needs, that's why Torah feeds off tefillah, and tefillah feeds off Torah. And therefore he says, that's why the Tzaddik says that Torah was given in Har Sinai, which is the lowest. Tefillah, which is connected to Avodah, where was that? Beis HaMikdash, on Har HaMoriah. Har HaMoriah corresponds to Kovod. Shemen Hamor was the Shemen, was the royal Shemen, the princely Shemen. So Avodah, which is Tefillah, was given on Azar Gaivitik mountain. And on a high mountain. And Torah was given on a low mountain. Why? That's good for the Nakuda. Torah, which pushes a person up, Har Sinai brings him down. Tefillah that pushes a person down, Har Maria brings him up. So you need both, all elements. He means it, words of Torah, words of Tefillah talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But every person knows exactly what he needs. And the Torah is completely misogal. When you go to a pharmacist, so you buy the specific medicine for the specific machlo. Torah is not a specific medicine. Torah is called one thing. Torah is called medicine. Which type of medicine is it called? Sam hachayim. It's the medicine of life. You go to the pharmacist and you say, I want the medicine of life. He says, I don't know what's wrong with you. What's taking away your life? If it's a heart problem, chas v'shalom, you get this medicine. If it's liver, that. If it's brain, it's the other. You can't walk into the pharmacist and say, I want life. But you can walk into Torah and say, I want life. And Torah will keep you alive. Torah is a general, is a cloudy sticker of food. It's not our job to take each chelik of Torah and fit it in. Although sometimes a person feels that he needs now pnimis of Torah. Sometimes a person, you'll see, if you learn Hasidus all day, you'll have a terrible urge for halacha and for Gemara. If you learn Gemara all day, you might have a terrible. Every about the person also needs a Shabbos. You need to look into Hasidus or Sefer. Every person needs during the week and Chagim and Yom Tovim and Purim. A person needs different halachim of Torah. You see how the Masechtas are divided up, right? Some people enjoy Agadah, some people will enjoy halacha, everything is different, but every single person in Echonami knows which halacha of Torah he needs. But the bottom line is, the common denominator is, if it's Torah, it's a samachayim for you, and it's going to help you, each and every one, each and every person, it's going to help him become Torah soy.
Stam is much the mashal of a
maichal.
The way the literature would be is Torah soy means he has to be koneh, has to be medan b'fifa.
Has to be?
He has to be koneh. It has to be
fluent.
Right. So
yeah.
As a master, the more you might think, Lepidus Vore, just learn, and it doesn't matter if you remember, because you're not learning it for Phil. You're not learning it to be for the guy, but you're just learning it to learn Torah. And then, but as the mashal of a mindful, the more that you're koneh, the more that it's going to have that effect on you.
Right. In other words, the purpose of a person has to, there has to be immersed in a person. See, the basic problem why this type of thing happens is because Torah goes into the seichel, and the seichel has very little connection to the rest of the guf. Right? The seichel is the chelik aruchni of the person. So neshama shabamoichi is. And therefore, it's difficult for the Torah to have an impact on the person's hands and feet to get him light into Torah, because the Torah is kulei sichel, and therefore some people kilu learn Torah and the Torah stays in their sichel, and it has no impact. Like the Bali Musa said, "Yidat Hayom Hashavu Yisrael Levecha." Between the idea and Hashav al Alev is far further away. It's further away between the Moach and the Lev than between Shemayim and Oretz. So the more you learn, it's the same book. The more you learn, the more you internalize it. Internalizing it doesn't know what you mean. You internalize it, therefore you can say about that. What's the purpose of saying about that? The more you internalize it, the more it's makadosh, the more it's matayri. That's right. Exactly. That's the point. The seichel is the shemaim of the person. Tachlis of matan Torah was vayered Hashem al hasina. Torah should come down. Torah should come down. So that the whole tachlis of making Torah mamish part of a person is, Moshe will say, Rav Chaim Kanievsky had a stroke, he was unconscious. So when he woke up, they asked him to write his name. They wanted to see whether his mind was still working. So what the doctors gave him a piece of paper and said, write your name, that's the first question they asked. You know, to see whether the mind is still, so what's the first thing that a person might forget? His name. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky didn't write his name, he wrote up his apostle. So he asked him, why didn't you write your name? So he said, what do you mean? It's a Gemara. And the Gemara says, you mustn't write your name on a blank piece of paper, because somebody can use that as a signature, and somebody can write, you owe me $500,000. So that's called Terosa Techmea. That was Torah in his system. So he's just woken up from a stroke, and the first thing he thinks of is, what do you mean? How can I write my name on a blank piece of paper? It goes against the Torah. So these people are Kodesh V'Torah, right? If you look at Chaim Kanievsky's face, Chaim Kanievsky's face is Kodesh V'Torah, right? Chazanish wasn't the Chassidus Shehid, but the Chazanish's Torah was Kulei Tefillah, was Kulei Chazanish, was had the Shtapchas HaNefesh, the Torah. He cried if he didn't understand anything. It was his whole life. We're not talking about a Chassidus way of learning versus a literature way of learning. A literature loosening to the Torah has to have an impact on the person. We're talking about the idea that Torah has to become Mamish Yodam. When Torah becomes Yodam, so then you talk Torah, you move Torah, every movement of yours is Torah. Every person needs the Torah. Everybody needs some achaim. While kavanah zu omar kosef, and this kavanah the pasuk says, "Meisi oznai mishmoya Torah." If a person's meisi takes his oizn away from hearing Torah, what does it mean? Meisi oznai mishmoya Torah. Navele lemeimah meisi piv milah my Torah. Shul said meisi piv. Why does it say meisi oznai mishmoya Torah? Because the answer is very beautiful. The answer is it doesn't mean necessarily that the person's not learning. When it says Meisa Ozna Mishmoya Torah, it doesn't mean he's not learning. He might be learning and being mefalpel the whole day long, but he doesn't hear the message that the Torah that he's learning relates to him. Person should be Mate Oznoi. He should put his ear to listen to Shmaya Bilimudim Shalomid, to hear in the Limudim that he learns, Lishmay Vilasis Lahavis Hashem Aliyovti. Every person should be Mate Oizen to hear in the Limudim that he learns, Lishmay Vilasis to like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavdi. In other words, he has to hear that in the Torah, even if he's learning the Mishnah of Shosh Anokach HaSapara, but he should want to hear the Ava and the Yira that lies in that Mishnah of Shosh Anokach HaSapara. Ve'im kocha leikuva dafke kedoba zeh yas adam chay bim chayilam. This is leikuva. In other words, it will only be the only this way of Torah is the way of Torah that if a person does it will be bechino v'chay bim. Al zeh omr chazalim even hu nemuach. Only then he'll be able to crush his yitzhara. If he learns Torah for kedusha, if he learns Torah to be doubled to the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then about that it is said that he's going to crush the Yitzhahara. However, if he learns Torah, the Falkel doesn't come into that Bechlal. It's a big Nisoyan. What's the biggest Yitzhahara of Torah? The Yitzhahara of Torah also has a Yitzhahara. Torah can be some modest. So the Yitzhahara of Torah is taka to learn Torah, the Lispor, to learn Torah, because you enjoy the intellectual exercise, it's good, it's intellectual. You get lots of people who learn Torah without any feeling of Yirat Shemayim, without any intention that the Torah should lead them to any Yirat Shemayim. And then the school of Torah won't be shayach to them bichlam. And that's what it says, the Gabi, we know that doig and adoimi. Brings it over here later. Doig and achitoifel, I mean. Doig and achitoifel, where doig was the god Lador in Torah. And look at doig, doig was one of the people, Shein Machelma, doig was one of the people, he caused the whole Moivir, Akoinim, said Lashon Horba, and they caused them all to die. He was a Chaytem Machti Zeram, he was the god Lador in Torah. Doig and achitoifel, the god Lador in Torah. But the Gemara calls it, they learned Torah, and Asofa Lachutz. They didn't learn Torah that it should go inside them, they learned Torah, and Asofa Lachutz. It's a Mordek Azach. Some people learn and learn, they feel they've got no connection to Torah. Why haven't you got connection? Why isn't a person there? A person hasn't ever got connection to Torah because he's not learning Torah for the connection. If a person would learn Torah solely for the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lies in the Torah, of course he'll have a connection to Torah. Again? So it all depends on what the series in the Gemara is about Shlo Lishma. So the pshat of Pnimis HaTorah, the Shlo Lishma is, I mean, first of all, again, the person learns certain Shlo Lishma, it's a terrible thing. That you're asking him, it's sad that it says, Lo'il, and the person should always learn Torah Shlo Lishma, Torah Shlo Lishma, Baal Lishma. So also, Chassidus and also Rechaim Elojan explains in Nefesh Rechaim, what does it mean, Mitoich Shlo Lishma, Baal Lishma? That mitoich means inside. Inside the shalom lishma must be the rotzen that it should be lishma. You're not yet on that madrega. Like the Maimonides says, that why, how does a person get to avos Hashem? So a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person other avos to experience what it means, love. And then with that, you can work with to get to avos Hashem. And it has to start with something that's more tangible, more accessible to us. So therefore, that's why I start learning to get a taste of Torah, even if it's Shiloh Lishma. But you, inside you, you're chalashing already, you're yearning already to attain the madrig of learning Torah Lishma. Omnam. Hadoma shemebi lezoisa madrega. Lishmaya bakol terosoi hu inyan kriyas yamsif. The dova that's maybe to this madriga, the thing that brings, that leads to this madriga, the shmoya bekol terosai who inyan kriyas yamsif. Shatzara sheyukra mikoydem yam hachachma elyayna. Shikonas boha odam hachachma azois. ואז יהיה מהר לשמוע מכל התורה לפויצס הרי יצא הורקו אומר here my name suddenly jumps to the pelvic gazach, which the seeming the mashmas over here the my name is that you got to jump into a chochma leone, you got to jump into the sisri toyo. So you do have the Zohar Kodesh and Mechalek, he quotes over here, the Tikkun HaZohar is Mechalek. We discussed it a bit last week, that the Bechin of Kriyas Yamsav is, Yam is the Olam, the Steeman, Yam is Kavan. And there's a Yamsav down here, and there's a Yamsav in Shemaim. Crushing the Yamsav, Bolam HaZeh, that's the Hasogos of Nigla Shabbatayr. When the Yamsav crashed down here, was the Yamsav was split down here, so the Yamsav was split in Shemaim, which means the Hasogah for Sisrei Toyer. In other words, Moranayim seems to be saying over here that Klal Yisrael coming out, sometimes a person comes out of Tumas Mitzrayim, or sometimes a person comes out of a Psatuma, he needs a very, very powerful injection to get him back on the right path. The Klal Yisrael, before Matan Torah, had to have a Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf meant that they were going to go into the Chochma Elyonah, they were going into the Chochma Stimah, they were going to suddenly see the Emes of Torah, the Sisri of Torah, how deep Torah goes, how you can never reach, you know, the end of Torah. And that's how that, and that was the Hakdama for them before Torah. That's Me'ein, that you say that, you know, you start off the day, you should learn Chassidus before Davening, or Chassidus before you learn Nigla, in Lubavitch, they're very makhlur in them. First you have to have a Kriyas Yamsuf, and then when you see the truth, the never ending truth of Torah, is then you can get down to the rest of the Torah as well. That's what he seems to be saying now. In other words, at the beginning, you need to push and crush the Yetzer Hara. And if a person is not holding by it, once upon a time, they learned a mission of Shoshana Brachas Apara, and they were on the Madrega, that crushed the Yetzer Hara for them. But for us, sometimes, every person can feel Yana, but sometimes a person feels, when he learns a piece of Pnimis HaTorah, he feels the mamish, that mamish did more for him than the Daf Gemara that he learned. It's hard, because the Daf Gemara has all the schools in it. The Daf Gemara has all the Chassidus and all the Pnimis and all the Kabbalah and everything in the Daf Gemara. But not everybody's on the Madrega, where you start learning a Daf Gemara and you go straight there. Masha'enken, if you learn a bit of Pnimis HaTorah first, or if you have a good davening first, because davening Shtab Chasa Nefesh is also a Mesiris Nefesh, you have a tainuk of a feeling that you want to be Mesiris Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and after that you get to learn, because then it's much easier to make that learning have an everlasting effect. So that's what he's explaining now. That they should hear that the Kabbalah HaTorah, they should hear the Torah talking to each one of them, that had to be preceded by Kriyas Yamsuf. וזה שפיר יש רשי נס פשעי רשי והוא מים החזל מה שמוע שמוע בו. Now he's coming back to wind up to where we began. He asked the kasha at the beginning, the pasuk says what he heard, what does Rashi add on to the pasuk? What do you need to add on? The pasuk says he heard everything Hashem did to Parah, to Klal Yisrael. Teretz says Rashi's saying Pirish is a simagor l'lishmoya. Again, some people learn Torah and it has no impact on them. Some people learn and it did have an impact on them. The whole world heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim and it had no impact on them. And Israel heard about it and it did have an impact on them. Why did it have an impact on Israel and not on the rest of the world? So that's what he means by Yishma Yishma. Rashi asks, not what did he knew, what was on the front page in the newspaper about Kriyas Yamsuf, that the whole world read. Mamash Mua Shama Oba means, what had an impact? Eza Sibba Goram Lanishmoya. What caused him in Yiddish, this Seheren and Sidaher? What caused him that the Shmia should have an impact, that he should leave everything and come down and join Klal Yisrael? Shari Kola Omas Shama Kola Nisim Vamboifsim. All the Omas Oyanam heard the Nisim. Va'ava began laden his Gairu Zulas Yisrael. And nevertheless, only Yisrael was in his Gaia. Ubavadai Ein Zer Kim Shahoya by Nitzitz Kodesh. And the Vaday Yisrael did have an Itzis Kodesh, but still, Val Kol Ponim Tzarech She Yuktim Eizel Sibba Kedemus Nishmiyah. There must have been a Sibba that when he heard, it made an impact on him. The Zeoma Kriyas Yamsuf Ka'oma Shenikra Yam HaChochma Yoyno. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Kriyas Yamsuf Begashmi Ba'olam HaTachton, the sea split down here in Olam HaZeh, Kein Nikra Gam Kein Ba'olam HaElyon. So too it split in Olam HaElyon, Beruchni Be'yam HaChochma HaElyon. The Sisrei Torah, in other words, that had a big impact on him. So what the Pasuk writes, what Yisrael heard, the whole world heard. But Yisrael also felt that Kriyas Yamsuf. He felt that musig, he felt that hasaga that the Yamsuf gave. That was like a powerful injection to him, that when he heard the rest, what the whole world heard, dafkan him, it made an impact. And when Klal Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, it had such a massive effect on them that they could be mekabel the Torah in such a short period of time. Harry, when they were by the Yamsuf, how could they be mekabel the Torah in such a short period of time? When they were by the Hayam, when they were by the Yamsuf, they still hadn't purified themselves from Avodah Zarah. And so soon afterwards, they were ready to be mekabel the Torah. Such a short amount of time they stayed till Shishi B'Sivan, Kiblu HaTorah LaSinai. What's the pshat? Mashuk Sabna Yuvan, because Yamsuf B'Gashri, Nikra Gamki B'Ruchli Yama Chochma. And Klal Yisrael had an insight into the Chochma Elyona. As Chazal Darshan, even the Shivcha Layam saw things that Yechezkel didn't see in the Maase Merkava, the greatest revelations. That which the Shivcha pointed, and that which Klal Yisrael said, Zeh Kelim Aveir. They saw Giluim of the Shechina. That was the Chachma Aliyana. More than Yecheskel saw in the Maase Merkava. What did Yecheskel see in the Maase Merkava? He saw a vision. And they saw more than that. Oh? About the Torah is all the Vushim. So when you see less and less Levushim, you're seeing Chachma Aliyana. Malachim had learned Torah, and high Malachim learned Torah. It's all on different levels. So that's always this iris. That's not the Torah. But it's what lies in the Torah. Again, the Torah that we learn down here is the same thing as they saw, but it's all in the Hushim. So therefore, we're only masig a ha'ara ba'alma of what there is to be masig of Torah. And that's why Lost in Lava, you keep on being masig all the Torah that we learn down here. We keep on being masig more and more. It's never ending. Because in every word of Torah, there's eternal pshatim that you can give every rega for rega forever and ever more. So it's never ending. So they saw with less levushim and less levushim and less levushim. The Tzaddik always says that the person has a mordig his Torahs, right? The person becomes a Baal Tshuva, he has a mordig his Torahs. And then Cyrus goes away, starts going away, and then the person's going to work hard. Same musaf over here. I mean, they were even Avodah Zarah at this point. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them what we called a wild gilui. Right? He gave them something which was shalai be'erech to their kelim b'chlal, out of proportion to what they can be masik, and that shocked them. That, you know, gave them a shock. They saw what's out there. And then, from that moment onwards, that went away. And then, it was up to them to prepare themselves for Asina. That's what Tzaddik explains. Ve'yelchu shloishes yomim b'loy mayim. Mayim is Torah, which means that the Shvorcha took away that gilui. The whole yams, the whole Pesach is like that. Leil Pesach, Gadlus Amoichin comes in by Ma'ariv, then it goes away and comes back by the Matzah. Gadlus Amoichin, and then it goes away, and then we have to work with Kadlus Amoichin to get back what we got already. It's like a powerful injection. And now that you saw what's out there, now you've got to get to it yourself. That's why his must be very nice. That when you had Melchemes Amalek means Melchemes Yitzhar. At that point, they could have never fought with the Yitzhar on their own. If Amalek would have come without Kriyas Yamsuf, so with what koyach would they have fought off Amalek? With what koyach would they be living there in the most immoral country the last hundreds of years? Comes the Yitzhar. What koyach did they have to fight with the Yitzhar? Teretz is Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. First it was Kriyas Yamsuf, and then they could have a Melchemes Amalek, then they could have a Melchemes Yitzhar. Zer Kriyas Yamsuf, Melchemes Amalek, Pirish, Melchemes Yitzhar. She Yitzhar, who are Samach? Should be Samach. Samach Mem, what is it? Says by you Samach Mem?
Yeah,
Samach Mem. Ah, I was saying that. Ah, it's a Mem, yeah. Oh, she is Slavish Bamalek, see Yitzhar, she is Slavish Bamalek. שיהיה מלא ויהיה מלאכה מישראל עומר מישראל נצחו בכלל ישראל המנצח על ידי קריאס ימסוף שהיה להם התחילה שהוא כמו שאומר חזן הם נבן הוא מנוח that gilui of Sinai just crushed the Yitzhara just was if the Gemara says go to the Mitzvah and learn Torah and that's how it's going to crush the Yitzhara Chris Yamsun is such a sog of Chochmel Yoyna there was nothing left of any Yitzhara In other words, Amalek can forget it. Yitzhahara can forget it at that point after seeing what they saw by Kriyas Yamsuf. That's why it's important. That's the point of Pnimius HaTorah. That's why it's important to learn Pnimius HaTorah, to learn things that have a quick impact on a person. Obviously, you can't survive on that, but at least when something gave you a powerful injection, geschmack. So then afterwards, you go and learn, and then you see that it has a different impact. The person always got to look for a Hisayras, and then to put the Hisayras into Maisa, and with that to go. So that's why Yishma Yisrael, what he heard and what nobody else made an impact, what made an impact on him and nobody else, was that he went through that Bechina of Kriyas Yamsuf. He felt the Bechina of Kriyas Yamsuf, and that helped him hear the rest of what was written in the Pasuk. The next Mar Naim, which unfortunately we didn't have time to do, but it's very, very sadistic as well. Mar Naim discusses how Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every Ois in the Torah. And that's why it's very important, even when a person feels sometimes where he's in a matzah of katnas amoichin, he's in a matzah where he doesn't feel his love is of Torah, take a few words of Torah, take an easy mission and learn it over and over and over and over and over and over again, because every word of Torah has so much awe inside it. And when a person is not in the mood and he takes something and he just says, I'm learning it pashut because I want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's only one way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is by learning Torah. So whatever chelik of Torah it is, that's how he gets close to Hashem.